WTMK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Many residents in Maui are now just starting to see the devastation from deadly wildfires. Rebecca Wimmer lost everything in Lahaina.
It looked like a building had been cremated. There was nothing identifiable. Everything was powder.
The fires have killed 106 people, but that number is expected to rise. KCAL's Rubideh Shabazi is there.
They have brought in actual containers, refrigerated containers, because the morgues are going to be so overwhelmed as they continue to identify bodies. Cadaver dogs have been sent in. They've covered now about a third of the area of Lahaina.
FEMA says it's also deployed more supplies for survivors. Meantime, a medical examiner in Dallas is investigating nearly 40 deaths over the last 3 months from the intense heat. KTVT reporter J.D. Miles.
The Dallas County Medical Examiner's Office has confirmed the first three deaths, including one child, from heat-related illnesses. It can take months, health officials say, to determine if hyperthermia resulted in a person's death, which is why Dr. Philip Huang says confirmed cases are just now being reported.
2024 Republican hopefuls are headed to Iowa, where supporters are still showing a lot of love for former President Trump, despite his latest indictment. CBS's Major Garrett is in Des Moines.
When I asked a lot of voters, and we talked all to Republicans who intend to caucus, or they told us, yes, I feel sympathy, Democrats are after Trump. And I said, okay, but do you think there's anything about his underlying conduct that brought any of this on? And they, almost to a person, would pause and say, yeah, probably.
He's still the front runner in that race. England's in the Women's World Cup final after beating Australia.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Happy doesn't begin to describe the mood of these fans watching England's 3-1 victory from here in the UK.
Everyone was cheering. We're so proud of them.
Everyone said England would be able to beat Australia, and we proved everyone wrong.
The Lionesses have become the first English soccer team since 1966 to reach a World Cup final.
There is a shortage of drugs to treat ADHD.
Since the medications are considered controlled substances, patients are required to get a new prescription for each 30-day supply. Some families are spending hours trying to find the medications, while others are paying hundreds of dollars out of pocket because it's not covered by their health insurance.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula.
I'm a hustler, baby.
People are hustling to the Brooklyn Public Library for a limited edition library card with artwork from one of Jay-Z's albums. He grew up in Brooklyn, and the cards celebrate hip-hop's 50th anniversary. 14,000 people have snagged one so far. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of Wisconsin's U.S. senators took to the streets of Milwaukee today. Senator Tammy Baldwin was with Mayor Cavalier Johnson, officials with Milwaukee Water Works, and folks with Employ Milwaukee to highlight spending from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Senator Baldwin visited lead service line replacement work being done on 38th Street before speaking alongside Milwaukee leadership. Despite high buyer demand, home sales in the region dropped by over 19% in July year-to-year sales. Pete Schwaba has more.
The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says the challenge of the market stems from insufficient housing supply due to limited new construction and high mortgage interest rates. The realtors say that is leading to a cycle where homeowners are unable to move, affecting potential downsizers, young families, and first-time buyers.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'm going to start off by recognizing a great friend and a great, frankly, stateswoman, friend of mine, who passed away apparently last night. We just got the word. Ada Deer, a member of the Menominee Nation, was a candidate for Congress. She was a leader in the Democratic Party many, many years ago, and still for that matter, but I knew her well when I was the party chairman. She was a good friend. She ended up being the Assistant Secretary of the Interior. Assistant Secretary of the Interior, very well respected member of the Menominee Nation, passed away. She was 88 years old. So anyone who knew Ada Deer or met Ada Deer liked her and respected her a great deal, and she was a tremendous force for good in this state. So I remember Ada Deer, my friend. All right, I want to get back to a less pleasant subject, and that is Donald Trump. Now, there have been some developments in his case. I want to get through them right now. All 19 of the defendants, including Trump, will be booked at the county jail in Atlanta, not the court. Donald Trump was used to kid glove treatment. Like in New York, they take him in. He doesn't have a mugshot. He has an entourage. He goes in. They plead not guilty. He comes out. It's very antiseptic. Well, he's not going to be doing that in the courthouse in Atlanta. The county jail is where they report. It's open 24 hours a day. He can sneak in at 3:30 in the morning if he wants to. Fannie Willis has now issued, well, she can't issue an order, but she has not now moved that the trial be set for March 4, a little over 6 months from now, March 4. Of course, Trump will fight back, but that would be a good trial date, and there's no reason why it can't go forward on March 4. Trump's lawyers put out a statement that they are, quote, negotiating with Fannie Willis over his surrender. The surrender is to be booked, let out on bail. That'll make four jurisdictions he's out on bail. Now, even and by the way, she has made it clear that he's not going to be treated any differently than any other defendant. Certainly not the other 18 defendants who are also getting booked as well. Be fingerprinted. He will be mugshot. He does not want to be mugshotted. The truth is, he's going to end up in mugshots anyway. They'll just Photoshop his picture from the front and the side. and they'll Photoshop him in a orange jumpsuit. But the truth of the matter is, he's a criminal defendant in a felony case. There are 13 felonies of the indictment that he is accused of, 13 of them. The whole indictment has 41 felonies charged. He's in 13. RICO is the most prominent one, racketeering, influence, corrupt organizations, that he ran a criminal enterprise like the mafia, that he solicited public employees to violate their duties and their oath of office, that he lied, he was a conspirator in producing fake documents, forgery, and so forth. The other defendants, and remember, Mark Meadows is one of them, the former chief of staff, Giuliani, Eastman, Chesbrough, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, various Georgia state officials. I can't say enough for Fannie Willis. I can't tell you how much I respect her work product and her courage in what she's done. Trump immediately tweeted out a threat against one of the witnesses. Now, if this were a mafia case, a drug cartel case, an ISIS case, by doing that, he'd be in jail. He threatened former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, Jeff Duncan of Georgia, who testified before Fannie Willis's committee. Trump said, don't testify, which is a signal to his base, to the downtown Klan, to use violence against Jeff Duncan. He never comes right out and says anything directly. It's always quite sneaky. Now, this has been described, and by the way, let me tell you something. Those of you who are still Trump supporters out there, forget all this. See the movie Oppenheimer. There was a physicist named Klaus Fuchs, F-U-C-H-S. He was a German who then worked in England, merry old England, and came over here. He's a good physicist. He was a Russian spy. He funneled all of our nuclear secrets to Stalin. You've got to remember something. You've got to remember something. Trump is the Klaus Fuchs of his administration. He's a Russian asset. He's been paid and bribed and blackmailed by Russia. He is Klaus Trump, der Gruppenführer. That's what he is. So I don't want to be hearing that you think, well, he's basically a good guy. He's not basically a good guy. He's basically a guy who's betrayed us to the Russians. I'm going to go quick to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Matt, good afternoon. Say, with Trump, what do you think, with your legal experience, the chances of him being pardoned? Because you could have never pardoned a man like Timothy McVeigh, and that was domestic terrorism. You could never, there were a lot of people that committed acts of domestic terrorism against our country, and there was no, people wouldn't even consider pardoning them. But with these clowns we have on the right, they're already flaunting that around. What do you think the real possibility of that happening? I realize this is uncharted grounds. I really get it. But all I'm asking is for your best opinion. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. Very, very. And it's a profound question. And I'm going to boil it down real quick right now. Who would pardon him? Now, Joe Biden has said he will not pardon him. Joe Biden is not going to pardon him. And Kamala Harris would not pardon him either. There are two ways he could try to get a pardon. One of them is from the governor. In this particular case, we're talking about the Atlanta case. It's a state case, not a federal case. He and Mark Meadows are going to try to remove the case to federal court because there is a statute that says if you are a federal official or a former federal official and were acting in your capacity for your position, you can have a case, even a state criminal case tried in federal court. That doesn't work here for the very simple reason that what they did wasn't in their line of duty. There's nothing in the presidency or the chief of staff position that says you're supposed to call people and threaten Brad Raffensperger with criminal prosecution if he does not find more votes. Trump took an oath of office. He basically took an oath of office not to do that. He tried this in New York, and the judge up there said, no way, Jose, you are not going to say to me that you are acting in the scope of your office. There are two other ways that he could be pardoned. One is by the governor, Republican governor of Georgia. Georgia has a statute that says the governor can't pardon you unless, A, you have served your entire sentence, and B, you have kept your nose clean for 5 years after that. So even if he got a one-day sentence, he'd still have to keep his nose clean for 5 years after that. It ain't going to happen. Now, the final thing, Bill, and you're alluding to this, what if he tries to pardon himself? How would that happen? If he or some other Republican gets into the presidency and beats Joe Biden, I don't see that happening. It's not going to happen. Trump is a thief, and he's a Russian spy. He should be in prison for treason, quite frankly. But if he gets in, he has said he'll pardon himself. There's no basis in the Constitution for the executive to have the power to pardon himself of his crimes. The pushback is we have six tarantulas on the Supreme Court. Tarantulas will say, we decide what is constitutional. Could the tarantulas then rule with Crooked Clarence Thomas as the breaking vote that he can pardon himself? I don't know. At some point, people are getting very tired of the Supreme Court and the tarantulas, and they're just going right down the line, stripping us of liberties, stripping us of the Voting Rights Act. After the Senate, 95-0, had continued it to 2031, stripping us of fair elections by Citizens United, 5-4, stripping the right to an abortion, even in the case of the threat to the mother, her life. In the Dobbs case, this is going on. So I understand it all, but basically, for him to be able to engineer a pardon of himself, it would require the tarantulas to step in, or in some respects, some other Republican got in. But even then, even if he removes it to federal court, it's still tried by state prosecutors as a state crime. And my read of it, and I think most experts would agree, that he would have to serve his whole term, and he'd have to keep his nose clean, which he's incapable of doing, for 5 more years. Going back to the lines, we have 2 more minutes. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's in your mind?
Yeah, it seems that Trump is already shooting his mouth off and probably violating the judge's orders on keeping his mouth shut on certain issues. I mean, it just is. I understand it and I don't understand it at the same time, where all these fake electors, I mean, they probably all claim to have a close connection with God, yet they completely ignore the fact that, I think it's Proverbs, it actually says that a false witness shall not go unpunished, and it varies in what commandment it is, but you're not supposed to bear false witness, period. I mean, that these guys bore false witness publicly and proudly, appears, and for them to go unpunished is something that should not be acceptable to anyone. I mean, including Trump's supporters, who apparently, you can't have it both ways. You have to either support the truth, right, or
no, you're right. And look, it's a good point. And let me just say a couple of things before the break. Number one, we have separation of church and state. I'm not relying on the Ten Commandments. I'm relying on the statutes. These people have been prosecuted in Michigan and Georgia. Why are they not being prosecuted in Wisconsin? There are 161 overt acts in this indictment, and one of them mentions the present chairman of the Republican Party in Wisconsin, Schimming. Doesn't say he's indicted, but he's mentioning it in an overt act. And then Ron Johnson's mentioned in 101, paragraph 101, of the one in Washington. You got your two overt acts. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 62. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high of 73. A blend of clouds and sun. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 54. Upper 70s Friday, mid 80s Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. The Shaw.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to that subject, pick up on what Mark from the SAC was saying. The fact of the matter is, the fake electors in this state have got to be prosecuted. Governor Reivers has called for it. Number two, both Fannie Willis and the Attorney General in Michigan have provided invaluable support for Jack Smith. There's a feeling out there that, well, maybe if we don't prosecute these people in Wisconsin, they will like us, they'll see the error of their ways, they won't do it again, and they may vote for somebody in an upcoming election. That is absolutely absurd. If they are not prosecuted, you'll see more Gablemans, more Spindells, more Vosses, more Ron Johnsons. And this time what they're going to do is they'll use the Wisconsin Election Commission to try to stop students from voting in Madison and Milwaukee and decrease the statewide total for 4%, which is all they think they need to take the state. They will not like you. They will not vote for you. They will look on you as a shill, a patsy, a palooka. Indict them. Fighting Bob La Follette would have done that. If Pat Lucey had been a lawyer, which he was not, he would have done it also. Tell you a couple of other things. Trump immediately puts out, he retweets a social media post on Tanya Chutkan, the judge in Washington. And it calls her a, quote, an Obama left-wing activist, openly admitted she's running an election interference against Trump. Now, that's false, but this is the judge. He's attacking the judge. He attacked a witness, Jeff Duncan, former lieutenant governor in Georgia. He's attacked the prosecutor and his wife in Washington. Of course, he's attacked the judge, his wife, daughter, and the prosecutor and his wife in New York. He keeps shooting his mouth off. And one of the things that concerns me is that the way this is being treated in the media and it's being treated professionally by judges and prosecutors is to essentially not say too much and, yeah, well, he's doing this. Somebody has to say he's a Russian spy. He's a bully. He grabs women between the legs without even knowing them. He's a thief. He's a fraud. He's been blackmailed and he's been bribed by our enemies. He came out, just announced this. He does this right on truth. He goes, on Monday, i.e. this coming Monday, there will be a large and complete and irrefutable, and the word irrefutable is all caps, report, and it will provide, it's almost done, and it will provide conclusive, and that's all in caps, conclusive report and all charges against me will be exonerated. Also in caps. This guy is crazy. And by the way, those of you who attack Joe Biden, this character is only 3.5 years younger than Joe Biden. He may not have all his marbles. I do not, when I hear him speak, I don't think he has all his marbles. He sounds like early dementia to me. What he is doing and what the rest of the Republican Party is doing is what recently has been called political technology. It's a Russian thing. And they perfected it in communist societies, even that now claim that they're not communists anymore. And there's a you've heard of the big lie, the Nazi big lie. You say it enough, everybody will believe it. Well, this is a series of big lies and relentless lies on everything. So Trump has said so often that the election was stolen. There are people who will say that in polls, anything he says, and it's not being sufficiently refuted. The response has been very gentlemanly, ladylike. Well, there is no evidence of event-changing fraud. Well, what does that mean? How about he's lying? The hippopotamus is lying. He's a Russian spy. That's got to be injected into all this. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Kurt.
I'm late on the show, but you're touching on something you talked previously about and with Trump's behavior. First of all, I think when you're a habitual liar and you are never called on it through your entire life and then you finally paint yourself in this corner, it will drive you to your own mental illness. But when we talk about law and when we talk about precedent, I want to see precedent used, and how I want to see it used is I want him to be thrown in jail for violating the rules laid out by the judge. Somebody needs to put a stake in the ground and say enough. I know there's the political tactics to this, but again, I'm going to say precedent. When you set precedent, and you can disagree with me, but it sets a point where others know that if they go that far, there'll be others that will end up like him. And I think failure to put him in jail for violating what he's done simply, again, empowers him to have control of the situation.
That's a very, very good point. And let me throw out one other thing apropos of that. It is possible, let me give you a hypothetical. Trump refuses to turn himself in Georgia by the 25th, which is the deadline, because he doesn't want a mugshot taken, okay? Let's just suppose he does that. Then a bench warrant goes out. Then police forces around the country are told that. A couple of cops in Iowa or New Hampshire go up to him, and he's surrounded by 8 Secret Service agents. And they say, no, you can't arrest him. What can happen is that Joe Biden can send in the army and arrest him. The question, Kurt, and you have a very, very, very good analysis of it, is how do you skillfully, from a chess point of view, work with somebody who's a criminal, who's a Russian spy, who is absolutely immoral, and who keeps thumbing his nose? And that is what I think they're working through. But excellent call. Thank you. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. More residents are finally seeing damage from wildfires in Maui. Rebecca Wimmers in Lahaina, she lost her home there, but won't leave.
I really want to be near people I know and my history. I'm connected there.
Fires have killed 106 people. In Dallas, 40 are dead from suspected heat. Reporter Chris Fox.
So far, Dallas County has confirmed 3 heat-related deaths over the past 3 months, but 36 are under investigation by the medical examiner. Determining whether hyperthermia resulted in death could take months.
GOP presidential candidates are stumping for 2024 votes in Iowa. CBS's Major Garrett is there and has been talking to voters about their concerns.
Biden is bad, the economy is not where it ought to be, and immigration is a huge issue. I would say those are the 3 things you hear every single stump speech from every Republican coming through here.
Many are also on the fence about former President Trump over his 4th indictment. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It might look like a good day to get out on a Lake Michigan beach, but that might not be the case.
A beach hazard statement is in effect through late tonight for the beaches along Lake Michigan. High waves climbing up to 6 feet and strong currents are expected as winds gust up to 40 miles per hour. This will result in a dangerous swim risk, especially at beaches in Sheboygan and Ozaukee counties, with a moderate risk further south. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
A father and daughter from Romania are facing charges for alleged theft from multiple Kohl's stores in Waukesha County. Danut and Gabriella Constantin are accused of concealing items in gift bags and not paying for them, resulting in thefts totaling almost $7,000. The pair is believed to be part of an organized crime group. They were arrested in connection with thefts in Muskego, Brookfield, and Delafield. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let me switch topics. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. How many times have I said that? Let me tell you what we're facing right now. It does not even have to rely on the 6 tarantulas to do it. September 30th is the deadline for spending to run out. Our budget ends on September 30th. Starting October 1st, and that's coming up real quick, what, 6 weeks, 7 weeks? Starting October 1st, we better have a new budget. Here are the facts. There are 12 bills needed to fund the government in various departments. So far, Congress has passed one of them. The other 11 aren't close to being passed. And the Congress just went on vacation till September 12th. You know, nice work. Just walk out and you're going to come back with 18 days to go to pass 12 bills in this Congress. Here is the reality. The Republicans have a 5-vote margin. With a 5-vote margin, if they have their MAGA group, their Freedom Caucus group, essentially put up a veto block, it's going to require Democratic votes to pass. And the Democrats will put up with some votes. However, there are, depending on how you count them, 30 to 70 Republicans who won't pass anything. There are about 30 of them who want to shut down the government to prove a point. What point? They don't say. They want Biden to reverse the debt deal. They want Biden to, quote, cooperate in the investigation of Biden himself, end quote. Or they will not vote to fund our government. You must understand that. There is a thing called a discharge petition. Chicken Kevin McCarthy will pander to the Freedom Caucus. Chicken Kevin McCarthy, but a majority of the Congress, 218 votes, could have a budget out to the rest of the Congress anyway. The Democrats only have about 213 votes. They need 5 Republicans, maybe 6 to be sure. There are not 5 or 6 Republicans in this Congress, apparently, who are loyal to the United States, who will step in and not let the government be shut down. Now, what's going to happen if we don't have a budget by the 30, and we're not. There's a thing called a continuing resolution. The continuing resolution is just a vote. They go, all right, let's keep it going at present levels, and then we'll work on it some more. Once in the past, the Republicans, they shut the government down, by the way, several times, cost us billions of dollars. Their shenanigans over the debt deal. We were lowered in our bond rating by Fitch, cost us billions of dollars. But in the past, one time they had 21 continuing resolutions. They passed them for about 2 weeks. Then you needed a new one. 30 of these Republicans won't vote to pass a continuing resolution. Then the question is, under the debt deal, the agreement was that if we couldn't get somewhere, we would go back to 2022 levels, which represents a 1% cut. But my read of it, we'll see how it works out, is that that still has to be passed by the Congress again. And we have about 30 of them who want to force Biden to rescind the debt deal. So stand by. I'm going to go to the lines right now. We're going to talk about this some more. You have a handful of people who are betraying the United States. Without any clear objective, they're not even saying it's about abortion or anything else. They just want to, quote, make a point, a sick point. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling What's Your Mind today, Jack.
Yeah, what this whole thing is all about, Tuberville and also the budget thing, in my opinion, is ever since 1981, I think it was, that in his inaugural speech, Reagan said, the government isn't the answer, the government is the problem. And then later on, somebody said, let's make the government so small that you can drown it in a bathtub. The whole purpose and the point of this for the Republican Party is to damage the government and the economy as much as possible, and then say, oh, but the Democrats were in charge. It's all the Democrats' fault. And Tuberville is going to look at, you know, point at Biden, for example, and he's going to say, well, the commander-in-chief can't even keep our forces straight. He can't even keep the top generals in their offices. These guys are after one thing and one thing only, and that's power. And they don't care how much they damage their constituents, the country, our government about it. Their only thing is to get power. Because the only thing that they have right now to appeal to anybody is this idea that, we trickle-down economics, we need to give more trillions away to billionaires and the big businesses. And that's really what their platform is. Other than that, like I said, all I want to do is damage the government, damage the economy, and say, oh, the Democrats were in charge. You and I both know that's not the case. Between the majority of gerrymandered Republicans in the House and the almost monarchical ability of senators to do stuff like what Tuberville is doing, the Democrats aren't in charge. We need a stronger majority of Democrats for that to realistically be the case. So that's the end of my rant for today.
No, excellent call. I do agree with you. And let me build on it a little bit based on what you just said about Tommy Tuberville. There was a development yesterday. The chief of naval operations, the head admiral, has retired. He retired. Now we have three branches of our armed forces who don't have a Senate-confirmed head. The Army, the Navy, and the Marine Corps. What's left? Well, the Air Force and the Coast Guard. Tommy Tuberville is a white supremacist, Confederate sympathizer from Alabama. He was asked about white supremacy. He said, a white supremacist is simply an American. A white supremacist is simply a Trump supporter. Now, why is he permitted to deny the Army, the Navy, and in this case, the Marines, to have a commanding general or admiral? Why is he permitted to do that? The Constitution doesn't say it. The Senate says it, because the Senate is the most exclusive club in the world, and one of the emblems of their exclusivity is that any one of them can shut the government down, and they won't question each other. The Republican Party is behind Tuberville because they want to, they think, embarrass Joe Biden. Well, how about our allies? How about Ukraine? How about Japan and South Korea, Vietnam and the Philippines? How about Latvia, Poland, Estonia, Lithuania? How about Romania? How about NATO? Tommy Tuberville's sympathy is not with America. Tommy Tuberville's sympathy is with a cause that was lost in 1865 and his race. That's where his sympathies are. Because under the Senate rule, he could say, all right, you want a new head of the Army? I want 3 weeks of debate. This is by Senate rule, not by the Constitution. Drop everything else. And of course, you can't do that. And it's not just he. Rand Paul has put a hold on State Department ambassador appointments. So he put a hold on the ambassador to Niger, N-I-G-E-R. Why do you care about that? Because Niger had a coup in which pro-Islamic, pro-ISIS, pro-Russian forces arrested the prime minister, and they're now going to try him for treason. And the prime minister was pro-Western, pro-American. And the Biden administration said, look, Senator Paul, we need an ambassador over there. We think that ambassador could convey some messages. And he said no. Now, when they asked him why, he said, because the administration didn't provide me with data on COVID restrictions. And they came back and they said, yes, they did. Here it is. And he said, well, it wasn't clear that I could then publicize it. They said, there's no restriction on your publicizing. Go ahead. Then he withdrew his holds on the ambassador to Niger, but it was too late. The prime minister had been arrested the day before. These people are traitors to the United States. These people are not Americans. They should not be treated as Americans. The Republican Party is not loyal to the United States. The Republican Party should not be treated as Americans. Do I mean every Republican? No. I don't mean Liz Cheney. I don't mean Adam Kinzinger. I don't mean the many Republicans who stood up to Trump in the events that led up to Trump's indictment. Many, many of them. People in the Justice Department where he said, we're all Republicans at the higher levels that he'd appointed. And he said, you've got to say publicly there was fraud. They said, Mr. President, we can't do that. There are a lot of good ones. The Republican Party is going through a death struggle right now. But what kills me is the Senate out of vanity. Jack Amerimack said it's monarchical. That's a good way to put it. Out of vanity, the Republicans are all behind Tuberville, and the Democrats are afraid to say anything because they don't want their vanity offended and their pride offended. They all virtue signal on social issues. They'll virtue signal on LGBT issues. They'll virtue signal on abortion. They'll virtue signal on all of that. But if you say to any Democratic senator, I understand your Republican colleagues are sympathetic, many of them, to Putin and are betraying the United States, could you issue a press release saying that we want to get rid of this one guy can block everything? And they'll say, well, I put in a joint resolution with Mario Rubio that we support the flag and our troops. And you say, well, that's very nice, except let me tell you a good way to support the troops. And that is to have an admiral in charge of our Navy and a general in charge of our Army and a general in charge of our Marine Corps. Because contrary to all the BS you hear from a lot of you folks in both sides of the Senate, enlisted men like their officers. Enlisted men want leadership. Enlisted men and women want leadership. You are decapitating our military by letting a white supremacist Confederate sympathizer who never served in the military bar admirals and generals. And they'll say, we put in a joint resolution with Mario Rubio to support the flag and to support our people in the military. And you'll say, but they don't have admirals and they don't have generals. And the response will be, we put in a joint resolution with Mario Rubio to support the flag and our military personnel. I can't begin to tell you how unconstitutional the Senate is acting by permitting one guy, and remember, all one guy has to do is be bribed by Russia or Saudi Arabia. Kevin McCarthy said, there are two people who are being paid by Russia. Remember, Kevin McCarthy said this, Trump and Rohrabacher of California. It only takes one with money in a bank account you don't see. Going to a break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789, a lot more back after the break.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 61. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High of 74. Lows around 52. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Clear skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 76. 85 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Steve in Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Hey, Matt. I saw an interesting story. I didn't know if you knew anything about this, but there was a guy named McGonigal from the FBI. He pled guilty to money laundering or something and had ties to the Russians and was supposed to be investigating him, but instead had been laundering money or something. And I thought he had something to do with the James Comey debacle. You remember anything about that?
Right. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, Steve, because it's a disgusting episode. And this has just come to light. There's a fellow named McGonigal with the FBI, and he was very highly placed. And he had, they put a lot of trust in him. And one of his roles was to basically handle counterintelligence with the Ruskies. It turns out he was a spy. He's a bad guy. He just pled guilty. And the thing that kills me is they let him off for the 5-year term. They should have put him in for life. He betrayed the United States. Now, the way he handled that information, when he had information on Russian collusion, he just smothered it. He didn't turn it over. He didn't turn it over to Mueller or Comey or anybody else. And one of the things that has always puzzled me is why why Mueller didn't investigate money going to Trump from Russia. Now, part of it is that I don't particularly like Mueller. He's a Republican, and he wasn't trying very hard, in my opinion, because he said, I wasn't told to investigate money. Well, let me tell you something, Jack. The first thing any idiot in investigation school gets is follow the money, okay? Number one, you were told to investigate Russian collusion, and you don't investigate the money. Well, in this particular case, it looks like, and I'm not the only one saying this, and Steve is not the only one saying this, McGonigal hid that information. And there's another guy with a Russian name, who had interfered as well. This is, of course, under Trump, protecting Trump, but McGonigal took money, and he's only going to get 5 years. That was announced today. That was a plea bargain. That is absolutely ridiculous. He should get life in prison for that kind of treachery. I want to talk quickly about Ukraine, some developments, and I'll get it to you real quick. Putin has now started equipping his own National Guard with tanks. And the only reason to do that is the National Guard is in Moscow and St. Petersburg, is to put down insurrections. He's afraid of insurrections. He is stopping foreign currency purchases. He's going to a digital ruble. What does that mean? The ruble just fell to below a penny. Right now, it got up to 100 rubles to the dollar. Now it's a little over. It is thought, and I think this is true, as this continues, that he is going to, this will drag him down, if nothing else. There is going to be inflation and scarce goods, and people over there aren't going to put up with it. Tuberville, by the way, we've talked about Tuberville. One reason why he may be holding up admirals and generals is because he put out a statement attacking Ukraine and saying that we should not be giving them any resources and that Russia's takeover is inevitable. The Russian people are growing restive. You know, the Wagner soldiers, the one under Prigozhin, who came back and they had the momentary coup? Some of them came back. They were stoned to death after the return to Russia in some smaller cities they went back to. That's unbelievable. These are Wagner soldiers who were stoned to death by locals. The final thing I want to say before I take another quick call or two here, the final thing I want to say, Germany has now started, in my view, to betray its NATO obligations. Some clown, they did two things. They said they would not send long-term long-range missiles to Ukraine unless they could be pre-programmed so that they couldn't strike Russia. Well, how do you do that? Ukraine is the size of Texas. They absolutely are going to strike Crimea. And if they're close to the Russian border, you can't guarantee where they're going to hit. We should be giving them ourselves. We should be giving them ourselves the 190-mile HIMARS. That bridge connecting Crimea to the Russian mainland should be constantly under attack. It should be unusable. Russians, wherever they are, should be killed. They are a genocidal, sadistic invasion force. This is not a war. It's continually referred to as a war. It is not a war. This is a genocidal, sadistic invasion. One of the problems, a top NATO official apparently said today at Germany's insistence that, well, you know, maybe we'll have a peace agreement if Ukraine turns over some land to Russia. Immediately, that emboldened the Russians. Medvedev, the clown who should be executed himself for being a war criminal, said, well, one of the things we want is Kyiv itself, the capital of Ukraine. You cannot negotiate with Hitler. You cannot negotiate with Putin or Stalin. These are evil men, sadistic, genocidal perverts. They should be killed. You don't want a nuclear war. I get it. I don't want a nuclear war. Who wants a nuclear war? Biden has handled this magnificently. Biden has taken the lead in NATO, strengthening NATO, bringing Finland in, about to bring Sweden in. The Ruskies would have been in Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and Romania if it hadn't been for Biden saying, if you set foot on 1 inch of NATO territory, you are a toasted enchilada. And Putin backed down. But you have to look at Germany's history. Germany in the Second World War, the Nazis invaded Russia. They invaded Ukraine. They killed millions of people in Ukraine alone. Millions in Russia. Stalin murdered another 20 or more million. It's a murderer's row over there. Russia, Germany's very afraid that Russia may harbor hard feelings. You think? Even France is afraid that Russia will harbor hard feelings because of Napoleon's invasion in the early 19th century. These people have got to get with the program of NATO. Biden's done a great job. Republican traitors like Tuberville are stabbing us in the back. The Republican Party is stabbing us in the back. And I'm very tired of it. Very glad that Joe Biden is the president. Coming to the end of the show, great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn, director. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for a great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, signing off for today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs? Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.